Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying effective ministry. Bible bits from 1 Chronicles. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, an answered prayer. Let's look at our text, those two verses. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning with verse 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Most Christians want to be effective in ministry. And effective ministry depends on God's support. Jabez prayed that the Lord would grant him success in his endeavors. His prayer was granted by four expressions of God's involvement. How does God's support result in effective ministry? Well, first, God's involvement is expressed through his blessing. The beginning part of verse 10, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Bless me indeed.'" The Lord blesses by provisions to accomplish his plans, as he did with Nehemiah. Look at Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. "I said to the king, 'If it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy.' And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me." And then verse 18, "And I told them of the hand of my God which had been spoken upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. And so they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' And then they set their hands to this good work." You need to check your ministry desire against God's blessing. God's involvement is expressed through his blessing. Second, God's involvement is expressed through his expansion. Second part of verse 10, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Enlarge my territory.'" Enlarge my territory. The Lord expands ministry scope by exchanging ownership of things both physical and spiritual. We can see this in God's plan versus God's plan on the mission field. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10. "Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." Don't attempt to force open closed doors, but rather let the Lord open the way into ministry assignments. God's involvement is expressed through his expansion. Third, God's involvement is expressed through his presence. The third part of verse 10, "And Jabez called on the Lord of God, saying, 'That your hand would be with me.'" Your hand would be with me. The Lord is present in our ministry work, when we experience the power of the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus said we would in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. We are to be usable vessels for his kingdom, for his kingdom labor. Sin? How does that play in? How does that affect us being usable? God's involvement is expressed through his presence. Fourth, God's involvement is expressed through his protection. The third part of verse 10. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." Keep me from evil. The Lord protects his servants. He cares for us all amidst the enemy's opposition, against Satan's evil desires. Joseph, David, Daniel, Peter, Paul. Listen, does your ministry of evangelism enjoy God's support? Are your motives about serving him, are your motives about serving him or your own ego? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 31-32. "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." You have a great day.